You're listening to SBS News.
On my marriage day, I was so excited.
Every girl wants this day. It's a special for every girl.
In the early days of marriage, Simranjit Kaur only saw the best in her husband.
He's caring, and when I first met him, he promised me that he will keep me happy. So I thought he's a good man.
The couple had met in India. Their two families already knew each other, and it seemed like a good match. Her husband was an Australian citizen, and so a year in, he sponsored her visa to come and join him here. But that's when things changed.
He just controlled me. Whatever he wants, I have to do. I have to do cleaning. From a morning to night, I have to cook for his friend or for even for him. And in the night, he always wants sex. He did not allow to me for work, so I have no money, so I can go out and buy a food. So I feel like I was just stuck, and I always cry and pray to God, please help me. And sometimes I feel to die.
In Australia, 1 in 6 women and 1 in 16 men have experienced physical and or sexual violence at the hands of a partner. But what we don't know is how many victims have migrated here for love and are on temporary visas that are sponsored by their abusive spouse. Social worker Jitinder Kaur works with victims like Simranjit.
In the immigration system at the moment here, the husband, he is the primary sponsor. If there is abuse in the home or if he's not happy with the wife, he may use that as a threat. So if you tell anyone, I'm going to cancel your visa, I'm going to withdraw your immigration file.
Often with poor English and a lack of understanding of Australian laws and support services, victims don't know where to seek help. Jitinder Kaur says while there are family violence provisions in the Migration Act that allow some temporary visa holders to stay after leaving a violent relationship, making a case to immigration can be complicated.
So you have to have either applied for a domestic violence order or medical evidence or witness statements. So it's quite onerous on the victim to try and pull all of that information together to give to immigration so that they believe that she's a genuine victim of domestic violence.
Chen Yanhong was also in an abusive relationship. The perpetrator, her second husband, was also her visa sponsor. She now has permanent residency, but feels this wouldn't have happened without a lot of help from support services and caseworkers.
I remember once my son also told me, he said, Mom, you know, he is so good. The time we stay in motel, also we got food, we got everything, clothes, also some voucher. Even the police, the organization also give us the voucher to buy, we can buy something.
Yanhong wants to encourage other victims to reach out to support services and get help, rather than stay in an abusive relationship.
I feel Australia is such a blessed country. All the people, most of the people, compassion and caring and very in professional way they support people.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.